Welcome to AI and Marketing.
The news selection is curated by me, Stan Bertolut, and the episode production is automated and read by AI.
Today is Wednesday, April 24th. Here is what we are covering. Here's a headline to brighten your day. California just pushed the envelope on sustainability, powering the state purely on renewable energy for a whopping 9.25 hours. This isn't some nominal feat. It's a breakthrough message loud and clear to the world. A green future is not just feasible, it's already unfolding in real time. Just imagine if the Golden State can scramble up a menu of wind, solar, and hydropower for close to a full day, then what's stopping the rest of us from embracing this clean energy revolution? Artificial intelligence, AI technology, is making waves in the field of weather forecasting, promising more accurate predictions that could boost profits across various industries. Imagine this: Google's new AI model, known as the Scalable Ensemble Envelope Diffusion Sampler, or SEEDS, is enhancing these forecasts by efficiently and economically generating multiple potential weather scenarios. Moreover, a recent study by the University of Reading found that weather forecasts using machine learning could achieve similar accuracy to conventional methods, but are faster, less costly, and less computationally demanding, affirming the potential of AI in reshaping the future of weather predictions. Tesla saw a dramatic 55% drop in profits in the first quarter, falling to $1 billion due to lackluster car sales, fueling investor anxiety about the electric car company's strategy. Furthermore, revenue also declined by 9% to $21.3 billion, following an 8.5% decrease in first quarter sales from the previous year, and a 10% reduction in global staff. Although Tesla had one of the industry's highest profit margins a year ago, it's now grappling to resonate with buyers despite cutting prices. Aside from dwindling sales and profit, there's escalating concern about Tesla's ability to compete against established and emerging automakers, indicating a deeper issue within the company. Law enforcement contractor Axon has developed a new AI-powered software known as Draft One, designed to automate police report writing. The software, powered by the large language model GPT-4, is able to generate police report narratives quickly by auto-transcribing audio from police body cameras. Axon presents this as a tool for reducing police office work, noting that police departments across the US are understaffed and this could be a solution. However, critics have raised concerns over potential issues, highlighting that most police officers are not trained in using AI, and there could be complications in recognizing its intricacies. Finally, in a bid to engage a broader clientele with cost-effective solutions, Microsoft has rolled out a lightweight AI model known as Phi 3 Mini. Positioned as the first of three small language models, SLM, this development underlines Microsoft's bet on technology with the potential to revolutionize workplaces globally. According to Sebastian Bubeck, Microsoft's Vice President of GenAI Research, Phi 3 is exceedingly more affordable, boasting a cost difference approximately 10 times less than comparable models. The SLM is designed for simpler tasks to ease the usage for companies with fewer resources and is now available on Microsoft's Azure AI Model Catalog, machine learning model platform Hugging Face, and Llama.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode of AI in Marketing. If you want to learn more about these stories, check out the episode's note. If you want to learn about the many usage of podcast automation, or if you too want to produce your own AI-generated short-form podcast, contact us at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. And be sure to subscribe to this show on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for more AI, marketing, and tech news.